Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Finally, a soaking rain yesterday, about 3/4 to 1.5 inches of rain. Clearing skies behind the system are behaving in typical fashion. Lots of blue skies for southern and western valleys. Still a lot of clouds lingering in the north, especially near the mountains. But the northwest airflow behind the storm is feeding cooler, drier air into the region, and that means increasing amounts of sun. There is a weak cold front in this northwest airflow that'll slide through this afternoon and evening. Not much more than some periods of clouds, but it will allow high pressure to build in behind it with some much cooler air for tomorrow. At the same time, there is a storm developing over Missouri. It's going to track northeast and run into this area of high pressure. The high will block the progress of the storm, but there will be some clouds tomorrow and even a few sprinkly showers tomorrow afternoon, mostly west and south of Interstate 89. The forecast: becoming mostly sunny south and periods of clouds north giving way to increasing amounts of sun, highs upper 60s and low 70s, a few mid-70s in the warmer valleys south. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and cooler, increasing clouds west to east late, lows 40s to near 50, some cool spots north in the upper 30s. Wednesday, variable clouds and sun north, becoming mostly cloudy from the Adirondacks and Route 4 south, a few spotty showers west and south of Interstate 89 in the afternoon. Much cooler, highs in the 50s north, upper 50s and low 60s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.